PBC Church, Grace and Peace be with you.
Yeah, 我们从我们这个就是PBCCC 哈，中美山华人教会来跟每一位不管是我们本地或者是外州或者是国外的弟兄姐妹来问候平安恩惠从神归给你。
This is the way Paul would have greeted you back in the early church.
那这种问候呢，是在早期的新约教会的时候，保罗常常写信就会这样子问候教会。
So now we're going to read one of the passages that Paul wrote.
那我们今天早上来念一段保罗所写的这个圣经的话。
Now we have to understand that Paul spent several years in confinement.
那我们知道I mean he prepared himself. Okay. 保罗，我们知道保罗本身呢，在这个监狱里面的时光哈，事实上是有很长的一段时光。
At times he was even chained to soldiers.
那甚至呢，不但是在监狱里面，而且呢，还被用那个手铐脚镣把他铐住了，链住了。
So he had plenty of time to look those soldiers over from head to foot.
所以他有太多的时间来注视到这些看守他的，他那个时候是罗马兵丁了哈，看守他的这些兵丁呢，他们是什么样的一个装备。
He looked at every piece of it time and time again.
因为每天没有做别的嘛，只盯着他们，就从他们从头到脚呢，很仔细的观察他们身上的每一个细节。
And through the Holy Spirit, it gripped the heart of Paul, and he wanted to tell the church about what he had seen and felt in his heart as he looked at those soldiers.
就借着他眼睛所看到的呢，圣灵就感动他，默示他，把这样的一副这种军装的这个画面呢，就把它拿来把它用属灵的意义来告诉教会写信给他们。
Now I want you to look to Ephesians.You know that's in the New Testament. It's one of the books of Paul. Chapter 6, verses 10 through 20.
那我们来看一下这个监狱书信以弗所书哈第六章，我们要从第十节到二十节我们要把它You want me us to read it or just okay?
Now, I want to assure you have it, if you have your Bibles, that we can look at this together.
那如果你打开你的圣经或者是看着我们的这个荧幕上那个姊妹帮我们打出来的哈，我们慢慢来看。
Paul first starts out, finally, my brothers, this is the end of things, final.
末了的话。
Finally, my brothers.
讲到最后了，结论了。
Be strong in the Lord.
要叮咛我们说要靠着主的能力呢，要做刚强的人。
And in the power of your might.
在依赖着他的大能大力。
No, I made a mistake. It's not your might.
他不是说靠着你的能力，而是不是错了哈，不是你的能力。
He said, be strong in the power of his might.
那看清楚哈，依赖他的，不是你的大能大力。
I did that on purpose.
那我刚才不是说念错了，是故意
要。We are not doing this in our might.
要提醒，就是说呢，我们绝对没有办法靠自己做一个刚强的人。
This can only be through the might and power of the Holy Spirit.
只有靠着这个圣灵的大能大力，才可以做刚强的人。
Now what we can do is put on the whole armor of God.
那我们的责任是什么呢？我们靠着他的能力，可是我们有责任，就是要穿好我们的神所给的军装。
I don't know if any of you have ever seen pictures of the Roman soldiers and others with all this heavy armor on.
你们有看过，记得这种不管电影或者是图案就看到这个罗马军人的那个雄赳赳气昂的那一副军装哈，从头到尾的军装。
It covered every vital part of them.
它不但有一种气势，还有呢，它是整个几乎就把整个人的身体都密封起来了。
So Paul's telling us that God has an armor.
所以呢，保罗从这个罗马军人的军装提到，我们每一个神的儿女有神给我们的军装。
And that he's going to dress us? No. that we put this armor on.
你不要期待神每天帮你穿哈，是你自己要穿上。
It's there.
已经在那里了。
So it's up to us if we use it.
那就看你用不用，穿不穿上这副军装。
Now, why in the world would we have to use something like this?
为什么我们要穿上这种军装呢？
He went on to say that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
最重要的一个焦点是要抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Now he tells us the one that we have to stand against is our enemy Satan.
我们神的儿女的一个唯一的哈，就是说他的那个敌对的啊，就是我们要打的对象呢，就是魔鬼。
Now he wants us to realize this in the 12th verse. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
那这里提到说我们不是跟人跟属血气的来征战。
Your husband's not your enemy you're fighting against.
所以不要打错了哈，不要打到你的丈夫。
Your mother-in-law isn't the enemy that you're fighting against.
或者是你的婆家啊，或者是不管是谁。
Your children aren't what you're fighting against.
你也不是在跟你的儿女征战。
We could go on and on. No, that's not what you're fighting against.
你可以牵连到很多你感觉好像敌对的啊，这样的对象，但是不是他们。
But we're fighting against the prince and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
下面跟你介绍我们的这个敌对哈，仇敌是谁哈？这个魔鬼是执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，还有空中属灵气的恶魔。
Actually, we're fighting against things that our natural eye can't see.
问题是这个仇敌我们看不到、看不见。
I hope none of you have seen the devil or his
demons. 我但愿你们不是真的有看过仇敌啊。
So that shows me I'm not fighting a fleshly thing. I'm fighting in the spirit realm.
所以等于说呢，你看得到的那个对象都不是，你是看的，你要跟那个看不见的那个恶势力来较量。
He goes on to say, wherefore then take upon you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil days.
所以现在军人们拿起神所赐的全副军装，做什么呢？穿装啊，把它穿好了，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌。
Certainly we don't question that we're not standing in evil days today.
那在今天这种时代，这种局势里面，你一定可以清楚什么叫做魔鬼的，我们的仇敌的诡计哈。
So he said, after having done all this, just stand with your armor.
接下来你要用的这个整个的那个站姿哈，就是你的那个征战的这个姿势是站立。
And now, in the next few verses, he's going to tell us what that armor is.
那站立站稳，然后接下来告诉你穿上的穿上了什么东西。
First, he said, "Stand therefore, have your loins, which is a belt, a loins gathered around your waist with truth."
用真理当做带子来束腰。
Then put on the breastplate, a thing that covers the vital things.Of righteousness.
还有保护你的心的这个公义当做你的护心镜遮胸。
And he goes on to say, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace in our lives.
然后你脚上穿的是平安的福音鞋，然后呢，你是要动的哈，你是要预备走路的。
Then take that shield of faith, he said.
也不要忘记拿着那个藤牌、盾牌。
Wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
就可以挡住灭尽那些恶者一切的火箭。
And that's exactly what a shield was moving all the time. Moving, covering, so that when these things would come, that would bounce off of the shield of faith.
这个虽然是保卫的这个藤牌哈，但是你是要动的哈，你要那个拿一个箭来，你就要往哪边挪，不要让它伤到你。
He went on to say, take the helmet of salvation.
戴上这个救恩的头盔。
And get hold of the sword of the Spirit.
拿着圣灵的宝剑。
which is the word of God.
这个宝剑，这个攻击的这个武器是神的道，神的话。
Pray always.
然后呢，要祷告。
All prayer and supplication to the Spirit.
要靠着圣灵，借着圣灵的帮助，随时多方祷告祈求。
And then watch, because then there's going to be the perseverance and the supplication for all saints.
So, 这个是要警醒而且不能懈怠的哈，要常常很非常的这个警醒。
As we pray, the Holy Spirit, as we live, the Holy Spirit is going to come to preserve us and to give us that strength that we need.
当你跟神连接，就是你跟神祷告祈求的时候呢，这个就是我们刚才讲的，就是他的大能大力了哈。
And he said, as for me,That utterance may be given unto me, that ability to speak this be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel.
保罗有一个代祷的请求，他说为我祷告，使我得着口才，能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
You see, this is the mystery of the spiritual life.
那这个就是所谓的属灵的生命里面的奥秘。
We were not taught this with our physical minds. They never taught things like this in school. Parents never taught these. Why? Because these are not things that are for the natural as far as you getting out every morning and picking up a shield and putting on a breastplate. No.These are, he says, the mysteries are the spiritual life of man.
这个就是所谓的那奥秘，看不见那个属灵的这个层次方面的需要啊。他说呢，我想你不会说为家里孩子啊，为谁预备一套军装，每天穿，不会这样子的。就只有这个属灵方面需要。
In the 20th verse, he gives his credentials or the reason why he can tell you this.
那他要告诉你一个原因。
For the verse says, for which I am an ambassador, even in bonds, that wherein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak to you.
即使我是一个带着锁链的一个囚犯，但是呢，因为我有这个军装，我就可以照着我当尽的本分放胆讲论。
So our battle, well, who are we battling? Our battle is...Towards Satan.
所以我们看清楚了，这个对象，我们的仇敌是魔鬼撒旦。
And what I am battling in the spirit world, in my spiritual sense, is unbelief.
那我们来到我们的这个灵里面，属灵的层面的话，我们要打的是什么呢？有时候让我们有疑惑，质疑。
I'm fighting my pride of life.
有时候我需要跟我的这个骄傲来争战。
I'm fighting against the lust of my eyes.
还有我的眼目的情欲。
I am struggling against the deceitfulness of riches that I would like to gain.
有时候呢，会被这些世俗的这个财富啊、名利啊被诱惑。
And Jesus put it in very simply, we are fighting against the flesh, the world, and the devil. At least the word of God tells us. The flesh, the word, the devil.
另外一个地方也告诉我们说，我们跟这个世界是有点像微丑哈，我们这个世界也是我们要注意的。然后呢，就是这个在空中掌权的魔君。
So this is a three-sided fight we're at. Not just one enemy, we're fighting our flesh.
所以你看到这个一个仇敌，可是呢，它有几个面，一个是世界，一个是自己，一个是恶者的诡计，所以是三面的啊。
We're fighting against the world, the good and the bad. We're fighting, and we're fighting against the enemy of our soul.
这个世界是指这个世俗了哈，包括这个骄傲啊、情欲各方面哈。那我们是为我们的灵魂在守护、在征战。
So what I'm telling you is very, very important.For you as a child of God.
所以我们这些身为神儿女的，这个是很重要的。
I told you about one, I spoke to you all about the shod feet that were shod with the gospel of peace. We talked about that. But I'm going to, these next few weeks or whenever I speak, I'm going to talk about each piece of the armor and how we can use it.To fight against these enemies.
那么我曾经跟你们提到这个平安的鞋子，这个平安就是说呢， 你要有跟神和好的平安，还有要持守着在主里面的平安，基督做你的主哈，成为平安的主。所以这个是我讲过的，接下来我要一一的跟我们细说。
Now the first one I want to talk about is the loin belt of truth.
那我们首先来谈到他刚才第一个谈到就是那个你的这个腰带是真理的带子。
Yes, it's the belt.
是一个带子。
Put everything on.
是把你的整个腰围竖起来绑起来的。
And it's called truth.
他刚才讲到说他会把一些东西呢把它绑紧哈，那这个叫做真理。
Down through the ages, people are saying like Potiphar did, what is truth?
就像比拉多在问的一个问题，其实很早以来就一直有一个问题，到底什么叫真理？
Every culture had something they felt was their truth, their ancestry, the things that they were taught and learned.
我们拉到我们自己的背景来好了，我们就有一些从这个上面啊，长辈或者是之前的古人，我们这文化里面传下来一些不变的一些话，一些哲理，我们就把它当作是真理。
But there is truly only one truth that deals with the spirit.
那对于这个属灵的层面呢，只有一个真理啊，不是跟各个文化不一样。
And that's the truth of His word.
那就是他的话语。
Now, as we look at that low, that as at that loin belt, it's nothing pretty.
你看着这个腰带，好像看起来没有什么奇眼。
It would probably be the last piece that you would even look at.
然后呢，你可能都在注意其他的，要把它擦亮啊，要把它弄好啊。这个腰带可能你不太会再去注视它。
But it is the most important of them all.
但是却是非常重要的一环。
Why?Because it holds all the rest of the armor together.
因为它把所有的你那些大大小小的这个装备呢，全部把它绑在一起了。
So that's what God's truth is. It holds everything together.
就因为这个腰带把它凝聚在一起了，这个就是真理。
We see that the shield was hooked onto it.
那当你有一个这个藤牌的时候呢，它跟腰带也有关系。
Ready for use is when they needed it.
那你要用的时候，你就随时就可以，好像一个在帮你保存的一个袋子哈。然后呢，要拿什么就从那里拿。
The sword was stuck inside of it.
你的剑要塞在那个腰带里面。
The breastplate, this heavy armor on the top and on the back.It would be flopping in the air as they went along if it wasn't held in place by this loin belt.
你想象一下，这罗马兵丁穿的前面这个保护心镜哈，这个叫做就是一个好像一个盾一样哈。那么他呢，如果没有这个带子把它包紧的话，那他可能就会这样子摇来晃去的，就拉拉遢遢的。
Paul is trying to say to us.That without the truth of the word of God, which that is the truth.
等于说如果没有神的话的话，那就等于这些东西就四分五散。
Everything else falls apart.
全部都会好像四分五散。
So with the loin belt in place, there was a confidence that it would stay there and it would be there and it would be holding those things and ready for use.Anytime.
所以当你束好这个腰带的时候呢，就感觉说好像你已经预备好了，有一种自信心，说我可以征战了，任何时候我要征战，我有该有的东西了。
I'm telling you, the written word of God is the most important weapon that we have.
那我们它不但是一个保护的哈，而且呢，它还是一个武器，这是我们最重要的武器。
Take the word away.And everything else falls apart.
你把神的话拿开，或者说你不去关照神的话的话，那其他那些武器可能就那些装备可能就没用了。
So when you willfully ignore the word of God, you are letting your spiritual life come apart at the seams.
所以你想象一下，如果你平常就很忽略神的话语，神讲过什么你也没有记得，也不在意的话。那么你的属灵的这个生命呢，可能就会像这样子七零八落的，就这样四分五散。
Somehow in this fast life we live in, the word of God has become something that maybe we grab it maybe a verse or two, or maybe a chapter, and off we go, just like we would grab up our orange juice and run out of the house drinking it.
有时候我们对神的话也像这样啊，听一篇道，记几句话，然后呢，当我们渴了啊，就好像一杯橘子汁一样，拿着就喝，就是这样。
So we have to recognize that this is the fundamental thing. If you want to win the battle against what we've been talking about, you must get the word inside of you.
如果你认为你的生命中真的有磨难，你的生命中真的会啊，这个魔鬼的搅扰，会有这个征战的话，那么这个神的话必须要成为你的根基。
Jeremiah, God said to Jeremiah when he told him the prophecy,He said, eat this.
神甚至这个吩咐先知耶利米说吃下去
He took it in like food. He took it in like food.
像食物一样把它吃下去。
So if we don't have a true appreciation for the word of God, you will lose your, one of the things is your sense of what is righteous.
那如果你对神的话一点都没有感觉到很宝贝或者很感恩的话那你可能会失去你的公义的心
You'll lose your sense of peace.
然后你会失去你的平安
What is true peace in the life?
真正的平安是什么
You will very quickly use your ability to trust God.
那你会靠你自己而不是靠神
And you won't be able to walk in faith.
接下来呢你的日子你过的日子 就不是凭信心的生活了
You cannot function as an active believer.
那你的这个生活表现生命表现就不是一个那种健康的基督徒的表现
It will only be a matter of time when you start to fall apart spiritually.
那或许可以这样撑一段时间可是慢慢你会发现呢这片落了那片落了好像就是整个人就是不在一起了
Demonic powers will take over, they'll become starting in your life, and maybe a little hurt, hatred here, and a little anger here, and a little grabbing of something here, but Satan will work his way into your life.
当他不是一下子的，那魔鬼会借着各种诡计、各种诱惑呢，把你这边趁机进去一下，那边趁机攻击一下，慢慢的你就发现了，你整个就好像要垮掉一样，要散开一样
and chaos will begin to take in your life you begin to take it in your life
所以你就会回到那个一片混沌
Things go wrong
好像很混淆哈 中国说混淆我们说混淆哈就好像
Feeling driven
怎么我会这么的心里面这么焦虑怎么我会没有耐性
You see the word of God can take an average individual like you and I
神的话对于我们这些一般的人
And in 2 Timothy 3:17 Paul said this that the man of God may be perfect thoroughly furnished unto all good works through the word of God we see
我们这些属神的人呢神把他的话语给我们有一个目的叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事听不到
In ourselves we may not be strong
当然我们不是很坚强的
You may even have an opinion of yourself that's not very great
那有时候我们自己的意见呢其实也没有那么灵光
But when you begin to grasp hold of God's word
但是当你开始有这个神话语的根基的时候
I recognize that you are more precious than anything to him
然后你会发现说从神的话语你知道说
that he can
我是神所宝贝的
strength and power to overcome situations
所以神会很乐意把他的能力呢来帮助我这个他心目中的宝贝好让我胜过所有的这些磨难
And this is how you gain it through the constant bringing in the word of God feeding the soul just like Jeremiah eating it and bringing it in
这根基怎么下的就好像那个耶利米在吃书卷一样把它当属灵的食物一直吃一直吃一直吸收它的营养把它内在化到你的生命中去
So then we have to evaluate
你要评估一下
How much does it really mean to you
到底神的话语在你心目中的地位是什么
To serve God
那你如何在服侍神
How much does it really mean to you to be able to overcome the flesh and the devil
你服侍神敬拜神然后神的话语还有 对于这个我刚才讲的这个征战，对你，你会认为这些是很重要的吗？
How much does it mean to you to have eternal life?
我能够有永恒的
with him.
永恒的生命，对我真的是那么重要吗？你在意吗？
So I have to look at my desire.
所以呢，对于刚才我讲的这些，你能不能认真？
Take a look at your desire.
都在于你到底你的胃口在哪里？
Do you really
want 真的在意吗？
Do you really want to succeed spiritually?
你真的要在属灵的这样的一个生命里面能够成熟，能够成全吗？
Do you want to be able to defeat Satan who comes against you?
你有一种啊警醒，说我要靠着这些能够胜过魔鬼所有的这种挑战跟攻击。
So we have to do it intentionally.
但如果是的话，那你就要非常很专注的来注意这件事情。
Now what does it mean to be intentional?
什么叫做很专注的？
It means I deliberately do it.
很刻意的要去把它做好。
I do it by design. I make a right way that this will happen.
我甚至自己要规划说我怎么样让我刚才所提的这些能够兼顾成长。
I do it with a purpose in my life.
等于说呢，我生命的一个目标就是放在这里。
I do it willingly.
我愿意。
And conscientiously.
而且呢，我很警醒的意识到我真的有在做。
So then we have to what? Make it a priority in our life.
等于说它是你的首要任务。
Oh, people will say then you're fanatic. No, friend.
不要以为我讲这些。
Fanatics are people who take something that's not true and try to exploit it to the world.
太夸张了哈。夸张就是说呢，把一个不是真实的东西，然后就把它弄得很虚夸。
But if we make this a priority in our life, it teaches us by the standard which we need to live.
我稍微解释他刚才那句话很有意思哈。他说太夸张，如果你认为这样子把它放得太大的话，那为什么等到你有问题的时候你就会去找神的话？
And it must be sensible.
表示你真的需要那些话，可是问题是你平常不装备，所以一点都不夸张，那是真实的。
It must be central in our life and our worship.
那么这些你一定要花功夫，而且要变成你的生命的生活里面的一个中心的一个重点。
You see, that's what, this is the thing we have to understand.
所以这个你一定要不但是要理解而要做。
God loves us.
因为神那么爱你，那么爱我。
He loved you before you ever knew anything about him.
当你还没有认识他以前，他就爱你了，他就认识你了。
He said, in the womb.
在你的母胎里面。
You don't realize it, but in the womb, he loved us.
他就已经爱你。
He gave us that spark of life.
他就看见你了，好像看见你了。
Through the system that he created.
他特别，他眼光盯着你的时候，他就有他的对你的计划了。
And so we actually see we were on the mind of God, you personally.
你知道吗？你个别每一个人，现在我们在场的不是在场，在线上的我们的这些弟兄姐妹，每一个在神的眼中是以个别来对待，特别来认识，特别来对我们有计划的。
So through your life, God purposed to bring you closer to somebody that talked to you about Jesus.
所以你就会碰到有一个人怎么来跟你传耶稣了。
Somehow, however he got into your life.
那奇怪，怎么那个人会在我的生命中跟我有连结呢？
He let his son die that we might be forgiven.
这都是因为神付上的代价，他的儿子已经为我们死了，然后我们可以这样子坦然的，就我们的罪已经被赦免，坦然的来接受他的爱。
He sends the Holy Spirit to help us.
他甚至呢，他的儿子回到天上，他甚至还要差遣圣灵陪着我们。
But he can't live for us.
但是记得，我们是自主的人哈，他不会代替你活着。
We are not puppets.
我们不是那种傀儡。
The rest he leaves in our hands. We have to say, I make up my mind. Paul tells us that he's made up his mind.No matter what it costs him, he is going to serve God and spend eternity with him.
我们唯一要做的，其他都要靠神做。唯一要做的是我愿意，我对圣灵说好，我跟随你，我顺服你，我愿意。所以保罗也是一样，就是只有一个标杆，就只有一个这个焦点，这样子在过生活。
And yet we let such silly things steal our time.
问题是我们常常会分心。
steal our peace.
有时候是那些根本就是不重要的事情，我们的平安也被
allow worry and frustration
也漏掉了，然后我们就有焦虑，我们就有忧虑，然后我们就有挫败感。
And all of those are from Satan.
那你知道吗？那些就是魔鬼最喜欢用的
When it says,
方法。
If we will get hold of His truth by faith,
如果你用借着信心把这些真理
it will feed us.
根基把它奠定好了，它就会在你的身体里面有这种营养来喂养你，而且来就好像在帮助你健康一样。
So one of the first things if we decide that Sister Schwartz, I'm going to intentionally
所以呢
serve God.
你今天只要一个 意念说我要很非常专注的
I'm not going to let Satan and the world destroy me.
我绝对不要让这些四周围的不管是世界或者是仇敌或者我自己的一些模式哈来干扰我这个目标。
So the very first thing to do in our spiritual life is almost like one of the first things we did in our physical life.
那我们的首先首要的任务就像我们本身每一天的第一件事情起床的第一件事情。
In our physical life as a child, we learned.
那
we put truths, we put facts, we put all these things into our mind so that our mind would grow in the things of this life.
对不起哈，他是说呢，就像我们一个刚出生的婴儿刚刚出来的时候我们的首要任务就是要喂他然后我们自己的这个思想我们的这个心里面整个的层面呢都要吃饱神的话
So the first thing we've got to do is put the truth in our hearts
所以神的话要放到存到你的心里面去
So we have to understand Paul tells us in the Corinthian church Watch ye stand fast in the faithBe men of courage, be strong. So faith here is the faith in trusting the word of God.
所以你对于神的话语呢，神已经给你了，那么你要用一个信靠的心，就像这个保罗对哥林多教会讲的，他说要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要刚强。
There should be a principle in us.
所以等于说这个，我们会有一个原则。
That if God says it, it's truth.
什么叫做
eternal truth?
我重视呢，就是我要相信。那么我相信什么？只要神说的，就是永恒的真理，不变的。
But many times we'll say, if I understand it, no, you may never understand.
很多时候，你常常有一个 有一个观念说，要我了解了，我才能够吸收。不是的，你没有办法。去了解所有神的话
May take a while to understand why, but we obey the word of God.
我们要学，我们可能慢慢会成长这个圣经的知识。可是呢，只要你听到神的一个命令，那么你就要立定心志说，我就是要去做，而不是等我了解再做。
This is what Jesus said to the Jews.
那这个是
that believed in him.
耶稣对犹太人说的。
So that was Peter, Paul, James, John. All of them were Jews, you know.
那我谈的这些作者呢，就是神借他们写的圣经的，都是犹太人的哈。那耶稣对他的对信他的犹太人说
，In John 8:31 and 32, he says this.
约翰八章三十、三十二节。
Now this is what Jesus said.
耶稣这样说
：If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
这里耶稣形容什么叫做耶稣的门徒？你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
We can call ourselves anything.
你可以把你自己做一个称呼。
We're bishops.
你可以称有一个称号说，哎呀，我是这个主教。
We can say we're missionaries.
我是一个宣教士。
We can say we're dedicated Christians.
我是一个很爱主的基督徒。
But the only thing God knows is that if you continue in the Word.Then you are mine.
但是耶稣的标准是什么？如果常常遵守我的道，就是门徒。
And if you continue there,
如果你继续的
you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
接下去那一节
Praise God.
接下去那一节，哇，要赞美神哈！你们必晓得真理。如果你这样做了，不要以为你晓得了才去做哈，你先去做，然后呢，你必晓得真理。真理必叫你们得以自由，这个是让我们可以赞美神的。
We don't fight the truth. We believe the truth. We do the truth.
But what do you mean fight the truth?
sometimes people fight the truth.
Okay, yeah. 他说我们怎么 understand? Okay, 我们怎么相反的，有时候是在跟这个真理征战，就好像要辩驳他，好像觉得神不合理。他说我们不是在跟真理征战。
Oh, the Lord doesn't mean that for today.
神不是这样说的了，这种时候怎么？
Times are different. He wouldn't expect that of us.
这个不合乎这个时代了。
The truth is the truth.
真理就是真理，只有一个， 而且呢，永远的是真理。
Jesus speaks of knowing the truth. Now that's just more than just reading.
晓得真理，这个晓得的意思不是只有说我读过了，我背起来了。
That means understanding it.
这个是不但有理解。
I can read a lot.
我可以念很多东西。
Actually, I remember when I was very good at reading and going for my test and going in there and passing that test with good grace, come out for God at all.
我或许阅读的能力很强，所以呢，有个阅读测验的话，我可以绝对可以考得很高分。可是过了之后呢，都忘记了。So
what we do is when he speaks the truth and we know the truth, it's because we have faith. In the truth, we believe it.
所谓的晓得真理，这个晓得哈，是跟信有关系。那么信的深意，这是我加强的哈。深意就是说，我们两个是相属的，我跟真理是分不开的。那个叫做真正的知道或认识或晓得。And
he said that the truth would make us free. Free from what?
真理叫你们得以自由，怎么样可以得以自由呢？从哪里呢？
Free from the power of darkness.
黑暗中你可以得到释放自由。
Where you were once held a captive.
曾经我们是这个黑暗势力的俘虏。
I cannot tell you how important it is to get God's word in your heart.
我实在是没有办法用尽我的形容词来跟你强调这个神的话语放到你的心中有多重要。
I gave to the group in my Daniel group that I have.
我有一个叫但以理的群。 英文查经。
I gave them a list of scriptures on salvation, on trust, on faith, on healing.
我每次都会把这个专门就是用一个专题，然后找一些经节给他们，像信心啊，像医治啦，像这些，我都会把一群经节给他们。But
I tell you, I took it up too. I didn't just give it to them. I have begun to read. I'm working in the group on salvation. I've done that one. I think now I'm in. But anyway, I took them slowly. I listened. I thought about them. I meditated on them. And as I did, my heart began to grow. I cannot tell you what joy I've had in doing those.
刚才也包括一个叫做，就是他也曾经给这个救恩方面的这个资料哈。但是我不是只有给他们一群圣经的资料，我自己本身一一的。 去看过，而且呢，去思想，去默想，然后我就吸收进去了。然后我自己本身不但给他们，而且我自己本身经历的这些阅读，然后吸收之后呢，我自己真是得到很大的福气。And
I've asked Sister Lay if she, I have given you a group of 20, I think it is, scriptures on truth.
那我曾经给这个刘蕾姊妹。 就像这样子一样，就是一样也给你们一个关于真理的一些经节，把它集在一起，然后你们就一一的去看。So
I don't know how she can get them to you. I'm
giving
the biggest sign. But I challenge you.
我相信这个刘蕾姊妹一定会送到你的眼前给你啊。那我要挑战你。
Every day would take a couple of them.
好不好？每一天一节两节。
As I gave the one, our other group. Read it over 5 times.
请你不要只有听他讲，一定要自己去看，一节一节，反复的去看，反复的思想。Try
to pick out a few of the words there that would stick in your mind.
然后呢，会有一些经节特别跳出来，会很印象比较深刻的，你就会记起来。And
then meditate on it.
好好的思想。
Think about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to take it into your
然后你也有个祷告，求圣灵的圣灵啊，你要开通我的耳朵，开通我的心眼，让我可以有吸收到你这个律法中的奇妙。
I challenge you to do.
我今天要挑战你做这件事情。Because
I know it works.
因为我自己经历到。
And if you are intentional,
对我太好了。
Deliberate.
如果你很专注，
that you're going to serve God and make it to heaven.
然后你真的就是要服侍神，然后要到天堂。
His word in your heart,
然后你就要把他的话好好的存在你的心里，好让你不要得罪他。
God will do wonderful things.
那神一定会借着你这样的一个专注，一个愿意祝福你的生命。
So get your loins girded about.
所以好好的把你这个真理的带子束好，打紧。
So your very first piece you're going to put on is truth.And you're going to work at it with all that you have.
所以呢，当你把这个腰带把它束紧的时候，什么都在你身上都非常好用了。
Let's just pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your truth.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们你的真理。
What would we do in this dark, hateful, sinful, diabolical world if it wasn't for the truth that you can give us?
如果没有你自己的话语跟真理，我们如何经过这么一个凶恶？这么一个黑暗的这样的一个局势呢
Oh, that our people will just grasp hold of this.
愿你自己的孩子们能够好好的
recognize
能够领受这样的真理
This is priceless. It's worth more than all that they will have to give up to take a little time to spend with you.
我们要付出的就是时间，愿意专注的我们的心意来专注你要我们专注的事，就是了解认识你的真理。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们，求你帮助我们。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名。
Love、
Amen.
you, ladies. Trust that God will just bless you real good.
神赐福每一位哈，我的心很爱你们啊哈啊！我请冯静师母再帮我唱一首诗歌啊，带一首诗歌。